It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Also on the 101.3 ESPN app. Short show today. We go up until 6:30, and then we bring you Catamount Basketball. Sam Hyman and company down there in Hanover, New Hampshire, taking on Dartmouth, UVM, and the Big Green. Big Green 4-8. Catamount's 11-4, so we'll have that coverage for you. Or 11-5, rather, for UVM. We'll have that coverage for you at 6:30. Lots of people still getting in on the Town Fair Tire text line. Want to go to the game with Rich. We've heard from Spike in Keysville, Robin Hinesburg, Joel in Hinesburg. Joel wants to know if Chris Hogan's going to play. I think he's going to play. I think Hogan's going to play. I don't see Malcolm Mitchell playing in this game as well. Patriots injury report today. I mean, Tom Brady removed from that injury report. That's a good thing as well as far as the rest of it goes. Chris Hogan listed as a limited participant. I do think he'll play. I don't know what role he'll play, but maybe we'll know more tomorrow as well. Burkhead, if he plays, he's certainly not going to be 100%. I do expect James White to play, but some of these are just, you know, a lot of these are just educated guesses at this point from following along. So I think Hogan needs to play. And somebody they really, really need to get back into this offense because they do need threats at the deep threat range, at long range with Brandon Cooks. Hogan gives him that intermediate range. Gronk gives him down the middle. And the running backs will give him the threat underneath. So I think Hogan kind of completes that passing attack. So, again, we go up until 6:30. What do we have coming up? A big similarity between Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. Not surprising considering they coached together back in the past down in Cleveland. Landon Collins speaks out on Bill Belichick. That's interesting, and it gives some credence to the ESPN article. Gordon Hayward and the possibility of him coming back this year for the Celtics. But first, whoever takes the New York Giants head coaching job, it has to be somebody who's an effective communicator. And I think above all, obviously, like it goes without saying, guy has to be a good X's and O's coach, right? I expect head football coaches to know their X's and O's. There are certain other things that separate good head coaches from other head coaches. Good head coaches from average head coaches or below average head coaches. Bill Belichick's a great head coach because he can block out the noise better than anybody else can. He does not let the noise get to him. It does not get to his team. They bond. They get together. The controversy brings them together. That's part of what makes Belichick a great head coach. X's and O's are there, of course. Pete Carroll, what makes him a great head coach? He's fun. He's energetic. He's different. He, even though he's old, he everything is just fun. And that's the environment those players play in. And they draft guys and bring in guys that also want to play in that environment. The thing that needs to separate the Giants' next head coach, they need to be an effective communicator. We saw Ben McAdoo couldn't really speak to the media. That's, of course, part of it. You have to be able to handle the New York media, talk radio, television, press conferences. You have to be able to stand up there, take the questions, deliver responses, and do it repeatedly and have the patience to do it repeatedly. That's one aspect of why the Giants need an effective communicator. That's huge. But when you look at the dynamics of this Giants team, when you look at the situation that this Giants team is in, I don't think that somebody who can't communicate is in the team's best interest or can't communicate really well. What I mean is you're going into a very, very fragile time for the New York Giants. Look at all the egos that are there that have to be fixed, that have to be massaged, that have to be consoled, that have to be talked to. Let's start with Eli Manning. You know, a 36, 37-year-old quarterback. Are you going to be able to, if you keep Eli Manning, are you going to be able to talk to him about his future and do it eloquently in a way that gets him buying in to your plan? Are you going to be able to handle his ego if and when you do have to move on from him, whether it be in the middle of a next season or at the end of next season? How are you going to handle Eli Manning? You need the right kind of personality and the right kind of communicator to be able to do that. And then you look at Odell Beckham Jr. Not only do you need a guy who can talk to OBJ and understand and deal with some of his eccentricities. You need somebody that can handle that. You need somebody that can challenge him to channel that, all while getting him to buy in so that he'll sign a long-term deal. I presume Giant fans want Odell Beckham Jr. in New York. He's going into his last year of his contract. So this head coach has to make sure that OBJ is buying what he's selling. They have to be able to connect. That is paramount. And then you look at it and say, other smaller situations like Eli Apple. If we're going to keep Eli Apple around, how can this head coach communicate with him to get the best out of him? And Dave Gettleman, that new GM, tough GM, old school, hard nose, late 60s, no nonsense. That head coach has to be a conduit between the GM's office and those players. The edicts from above have to get effectively relayed, and he's got to be able to go to bat for his players in a way that Gettleman's going to respect. The Giants need an effective communicator, maybe more than ever before now, to handle the media because McAdoo failed there, to handle Beckham because McAdoo failed there, to handle Eli because McAdoo failed there, and to handle Apple because I would say Apple is largely responsible for what happened there. But you've got to, if you're going to keep him and salvage him, then the head coach is going to have to be a reason why. So all of those things tell me one thing, that Matt Patricia should not be my guy in New York. Patricia should not be my guy in New York. And I'm sorry, I'm not saying that Matt Patricia is not a good football coach. He's been very effective, as a matter of fact, as a defensive coordinator of the Patriots. They're the number one ranked defense last year. The in-season adjustments they made in the last 12 weeks of this season are pretty remarkable. But if he is going to adopt the Belichickian way of coaching, which I imagine that he would, he's been on his staff since 2004. We're talking 13 years of being trained by Bill Belichick. I think he's probably going to be the guy who adopts he's going to adopt Belichick's way of coaching, his way of talking, his way of handling things. I need to know that he's an effective communicator who can handle the media, who can handle Beckham, Manning, Apple, and any other small fires that need to be put out, can handle Gettleman. And I don't know that Patricia can't, but I've never had to see it. I've never had to see it. So for that rate, I don't know that McDaniels could either. I don't know that anybody who's worked under Belichick is trained to be that effective communicator that I need to see. If I'm a Giant fan, that's what I need. And I know when we talk about baseball and we talk about Aaron Boone and Alex Cora, people get mad because we say, well, why do we need a kumbaya manager? You do need a manager of personalities. You do need a manager of the room. And yes, X's and O's are important. But you need a manager of the room. You need a manager of every room that you're in. You need to be able to handle the players one way, handle the veteran players one way, the rookie players one way, Gettleman one way. This guy in this position for the Giants has to be a good talker. And I've never seen Matt Patricia be that guy. He's never had to be that guy, and he's never been allowed to be that guy. So to me, the Giants need an effective communicator. If you want to get in, 802-655-6672. Let's see here. Andrew in Fairfax says, Landon Collins is an idiot and you join him by defending Collins. I don't know what that means. Tom Coughlin was from the same mold in New York Giants 1. Really? Communication and the media are the problem? That's cowtailing to what the media wants. They need someone to hold them accountable. Remember Coughlin's fines for being only 5 minutes early? Those who win are doing so on their terms and not through negotiations with players and talking heads. Look, Andrew, I think to call... he's calling me an idiot. Andrew, you're calling me an idiot. I think your point is well taken, minus the phrase idiot, although I don't really care if you're going to call me an idiot. That doesn't bother me. But look, there are times and places for being tough, hard-nosed coaches, right? There are times and places for being that disciplinarian dictator I rule with an iron fist. There are times for that, absolutely. And I went on the air the day after Coughlin got let go of my former employer and said the Giants made a mistake. So don't think that I'm against Tom Coughlin. Don't think that I'm against Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or guys that do rule with an iron fist. But also remember this. The times are changing. The athletes are changing. And you can blame it on millennials, and you can blame it on soft, you know, they're soft growing up, whatever you want. They're changing for whatever reason, but they are changing. You do need a head coach that is effective at X's and O's, effective at game planning, effective at schematics in the run game or in the 4-3. You need that. But you do need a guy who can handle 53 egos and 53 personalities. You can't tell me that you don't need that. And with the personalities and the situations affecting those personalities that the Giants have, you better be damn sure that I need, or you can be damn sure, I need a head coach that can handle those personalities because they are large. Someone needs to be able to handle Eli Manning. How are you going to have the conversation with Manning? Hey, you're 37 years old, you're done. Or you're 37 years old, here's how we move forward off a terrible year last season. You better be able to handle that and relay that pretty effectively and get that guy to buy into you. How do you convince Odell Beckham Jr. that New York is the place to be? You have 1 year left on your deal. I need you to stay here. We need to build by you, but also you need to get your act together. That's important. Eli Apple, you want to salvage him? You want to get the best out of him? You better have a guy who can be an effective communicator. It's not all. You look at the Bear Bryant types that you're talking about, they're limited. Belichick, Saban, and Coughlin. And you know what? Coughlin got run out of town when they weren't winning. So you're looking really at two. Even Harbaugh got run out of town in San Francisco. We can dispute whether that was the right move or not, but Jim Harbaugh's personality, it just didn't work. You need somebody who is an effective communicator and who can talk to these players and can talk to all 53 of them plus your practice squad. So, yeah, an effective communicator is important. And to be able to handle the media, that's important. If Giant fans are going to tell me we need the opposite of Ben McAdoo, then somebody who's an effective communicator in all of those ways would be the opposite of Ben McAdoo. Joel in Hinesburg gets in. He goes, Brady versus Mariota, 16 years age difference, experience versus youth. That's an interesting point. You look at this whole divisional round is about experience versus youth. I mean, let's see here. I've got the numbers in front of me. I'll have to grab them. Let's see here. Pull them up on the computer because I have all the numbers here. I'll have to grab them in a second. But you look at Brady versus Mariota. You look at Breeze versus Keenum in the NFC game and Saints versus Vikings. You look at Roethlisberger against Bortles. And then you go and look at the other NFC game. We talk about Matt Ryan against Nick Foles. This whole divisional round is experience versus youth. And the Patriots have it. Steelers have it. The Falcons have it. And Breeze certainly hasn't. So if any of these young guys or guys with inexperience are going to come in and win, they're going to have to do so by overcoming quarterbacks who have seen everything. Quarterbacks who have seen everything that you can possibly throw at them. And that's a fascinating dynamic. Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. So Andrew's point about the Giants, and he mentioned Landon Collins, is this. Landon Collins said that he wouldn't want Bill Belichick as a head coach because he doesn't think his coaching style works. There's two different ways to take that, and both are important. One, that lends credibility to the ESPN article. If you're a Patriot fan, that lends credibility to the ESPN article. That's not what you want to hear. Because Collins even says, I've talked to guys who played on his team. They love winning, but at the same time, they don't want to be on the team. Let me repeat that. I've talked to guys who played on his team. They love winning, but at the same time, they don't want to be on the team. And the reason why is because Belichick's coaching style is abrasive. And again, as Andrew said, look, they win, and you need that. They do win, and that's what makes it okay. That's what makes it tolerable. But if the story says that Tom Brady is growing fed up, Tom Brady, the eternal optimist, and King Positivity, if he's growing tired of Belichick's coaching style because it's abrasive, Landon Collins is now telling you people that he talked to who have played for Belichick say they don't like playing for him. That lends some credibility to that ESPN article. And here is Seth Wickersham, who wrote the article last week on Friday on ESPN, talking about his coaching style.
His coaching style is not for everybody, as we can say safely. You know, it's a coaching style that's based on fear and negativity and
tough love.
Pressure.
Yeah, a lot of success.
It's a pressured atmosphere. And, you know, I think Tom has transitioned to where he appreciates positive thinking and positive motivation more than a lot of people. He's been very vocal about that. But, you know, he's been doing this for a long time. He's been eating this crud for a long time. And he's like, come on, seriously? Like, still, I have to listen to this? And I think that's what he's explained to people, is that, like, you know, I've done all this stuff. We've made all this beautiful music together, and still I'm kind of getting jumped on here.
So that is Seth Wickersham on ESPN last Friday, right after the article came out. Landon Collins is telling you, I've talked to people who have played in the Patriots system. They don't want to be there because it doesn't work for everybody. And Landon Collins played for Nick Saban, so he has seen this before. He played in college at Alabama. He has seen this before, and he's just kind of done with it. Look, I never thought Belichick was going to go and be the head coach of the Giants. That was always a pipe dream for Giant fans. I never thought it was going to materialize. So that's not what this is about. This is about Belichick's abrasive coaching style. And now we're starting to hear that, yes, that's true. If Seth Wickersham's telling me that it's true about Brady's angle, and Collins is telling me I've talked to people who say they don't want to be there, then that helps me even more define my needs for the Giants head coach. Effective communicator who guys like to play for. One of the best things I ever got told when I got into coaching was, some guys need a kick in the butt, some guys need a pat on the butt. And you have to figure out which guys are which. Not everybody's going to respond to being screamed at. Not everybody needs to just be told, oh, it's okay, Tommy, it's okay. You have to figure out which guys, you know, figure out things, which guys learn in different ways. Bruce Arians was on Colin Cowherd recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he said, think of coaching like teaching. Not all students learn the same way. Not all players learn the same way. Not all players and students respond to the same method of treatments the exact same way. I thought it was very interesting when Landon Collins said, look, he doesn't want to play for a guy like Belichick, but also guys he knows who have played for Belichick don't want to play for Belichick. That makes me believe that at least some of that ESPN article is in fact true. We get an Cody on the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. Brady, do you offer Odell Beckham Jr. the $100 million that he wants, or do you invest in the offensive line in the draft to protect Eli? Well, I can do both in that situation. I mean, if you're telling me that I have to look at the Giants' cap space and all that, that's first and foremost. But if you're going to tell me I have the cap space to give Beckham a massive contract, whether it's $100 million or whatever it is, I can still sign Odell Beckham Jr. and then still invest in the offensive line, because we're talking about the draft versus free agency. Your draft money is largely set based on the round, so I don't need to go above and beyond in the draft. You know, I'm not going above and beyond in the draft monetarily. The Giants do need offensive linemen, and trust me, under Dave Gettleman, they will in fact invest in the offensive line. He even said it the first day of his first press conference in New York. He said, big people help you compete. Offensive line, defensive line, those are going to be his babies. He's going after them. And I'm not doing it so much to protect Eli Manning, because Eli Manning, I don't think he's going to be there 3-4 years down the line. When this thing really gets going again in New York, I don't think Eli Manning's the guy. I don't think all of a sudden next year they're 11-5 just because they draft a few offensive linemen. I think we're more focused on development, you know, not long-term, but you know, semi-long-term. I think we're talking about the Giants being restored no earlier than 2 years, but, you know, 3 to 4 years, I think we're talking about them maybe being really, really good again. Because they do have to get younger, they do have to get healthier, and then they do have to develop some players. So I think you're talking about an offensive line upgrade that needs to happen for Eli next year, yes. And then either, you know, if it's Eli subsequently, then great. But I think it's more likely we're talking about the development of a young quarterback that they're probably going to draft this year. I think they're going to do that. If I can still have the money to sign OBJ, of course I want OBJ on my team. I think you need the right head coach that can tolerate him. I think you need the right head coach that can maybe change some things about him. The head coach that can effectively communicate to him, as I said earlier. But if I can have that guy on my team and I can afford it, absolutely. The other thing the Giants need to do, I think, is they need to get back to, and this is what Gettleman has kind of been known for because he came up as a scout, they need to be all in on the draft, and they need to dominate the draft. So many times under Jerry Reese, there was drafts where they hit on 1 to 2 players, Beckham, Landon Collins, and that's it. You need a transformational draft where you hit on 4 or 5 guys, and those guys become a young core for you moving forward. This team needs to get younger. They are old in all the wrong places. They're old in the secondary. They're old at quarterback, and they're old up front when you look at JPP and Vernon to a degree. He's not old, but he's played a lot of football, so he's probably beat up. I think that's fair to say. This team needs to get younger. They need a transformational draft. Again, you look at why the Seahawks were able to do what they were doing for 5 years is because Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson came from the same class. And right before them was Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman, and Cam Chancellor. You had 2 drafts in a row where you just dominated. The Giants haven't had that. They need that. And they need that now. It needs to happen this year. You need to hit on the number 2 pick in the draft, and then you need to hit in the second round, the third round, the fourth round. You need to hit on multiple guys. Get that young core that carries the team forward into the future. Champlain Valley Game Night here on 101.3 ESPN at 101.3ESPN.com. Look, you've got an hour, people. Trivia tonight, City Sports Grill, Colchester, Inside Spare Time, Go Bowl, Play Trivia, Half Price Burgers. Where else can you get half price burgers and go out and win more things? We got raffles. We got swag. We got gifts from the City Sports Grill. It's going to be a blast. You're going to want to be there. It's the first one that we're doing. Get out there. Cody also says real quick, how high is running back on the Giants priority list? Draft 1 or a free agent? Gallman and Darkwa aren't enough. Look, after what I saw the other night out of Georgia, I'd like Nick Chubb or Sonny Michel. Chubb's going to go up higher. Maybe you can get Michelle later. I think you can look to the running back position like the third round. I think the Giants will definitely draft. I think they're going to draft DBs. I think they're going to draft linebackers. I think they're going to draft offensive line. There's more things for them to do. Cody, thanks for coming in. Trivia tonight, everybody. We'll see you there. UVM basketball's next.